Blog Talk Radio.
Unto our God, for he's worthy of our praise. No man on earth should say glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God, to our God. All the glory must be unto our God. For he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should say glory to himself. All the glory must be, all the glory must be, all the glory must be to our God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, speak your word to your people and let your word bring salvation, healing, deliverance, and blessing to your people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, amen. Everyone is welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Today I'm led to share with you on the scriptures from Isaiah chapter 38. And my topic is, you can turn hopeless situations around. How you can turn hopeless situations around. And our scripture is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 38. Isaiah 38, it says, in those days was King Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus said the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah went forth. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus said the Lord, the God of David, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. Hallelujah. I've just read the book of Isaiah chapter 38, from verses 1 to 10, the story of King Hezekiah, who was sick unto death, and he was helpless and hopeless. God spoke to the prophet Isaiah to go and tell him that if he set his house in order, or he was going to die. Now, this is very serious. For a whole king to be sick, almost dying, and then God is sending a message across. In fact, this is message. When he heard that message, set your house in order, he knew he had to do something very quickly. And of course, he acted, you know, in obedience. He did what God wanted him to do. The Bible says in Isaiah 38 that King Hezekiah turned to the wall and wept sore. He prayed a prayer of repentance, a prayer asking God for mercy. God, you know how I have served you faithfully. God, I hook up with you and for you. He confessed all his sins, you know, cleansed his heart, got himself ready, and God heard that prayer. Before the prophet Isaiah to walk out of the premises, God spoke to him again. Prophet Isaiah, go back to King Hezekiah and tell him that I've heard his prayers. And I'm doing something about it. I'm not just going to heal him. I'm going to add another 15 years more to him. And Hezekiah was healed, and he served God for another 15 years more. That's Isaiah chapter 38, from verse 1 to 10. There's so much to learn in that chapter of the Bible. How you can turn hopeless situation around. It was a hopeless situation, near death. And the best thing you can do at such a time is to repent. Is to turn away from your wicked way, is to confess your sins. Whosoever covereth their sins shall not prosper, but whosoever shall confess and forsake shall have mercy. That Proverbs 28 verse 13. Proverbs 28 verse 13. If you will confess your sins unto God, he says you shall have mercy. You confess and forsake. Forsake your wicked way. And then you can have mercy. God is a God of mercy. He's a loving God. He loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for you to be saved. Shed his blood for the remission of your sins. And by his stripes you were healed on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. I tell you, it was a great salvation. And that blood is still flowing right now. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. See, many people die and go to untimely grave because they haven't turned to the world and wept for. They haven't repented. They haven't turned from their wicked ways. See, 2 Chronicles 7 verse 10 and 14. They eat my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal. God is very willing to heal the land, to heal the people, to heal the nation, to heal everyone. But how many people are turning from their wicked ways? I like what King Hezekiah did in Isaiah 38. As soon as he got the message of God, he repented immediately. The Bible says that he turned to the wall and prayed fervently, confessing or repenting and, you know, getting right with God, you know, cleansed his heart, and God heard his prayer. And God healed him, and he came back and started serving God for another 15 years. You can see the mercy and the favor and the grace of God. You know, too much mercy. But how many people are ready to behave like King Hezekiah, to turn from their wicked ways, to repent and give their life to Jesus and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit? See? The way that seemeth right unto a man, the end is destruction. Right now, all over the place, you see people, they want to drink, they want to take wine, they want to carry women, they want to live in adultery, they want to live in idolatry, they want to live in sexual promiscuity, they want to do immoral things, they want to take drugs. They want to steal and kill and destroy. There is no life there. You are going to hell fire. Bible says all sinners, all wicked people, all liars, all of them, murderers, womongers, sorcerers, all of them are going into the lake of fire with bonnets, with brimstone, and the bottomless pit, the worms dieth not. See, so if you don't repent, you'll be going to the lake of fire, and you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. How shall you escape if you neglect such a great salvation that Jesus provided for you on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago? How shall you escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation? You need to receive this salvation that Jesus provided for you You need to receive it into your life so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and somebody lose of your soul? Why not come to Jesus today and let him be your personal Lord and Savior? Yes, this is the opportunity for you to be saved. Wherever you are, in any part of the world, I want you to bow your head and pray that the Lord Jesus, you have mercy upon you, forgive you of sins, so that you have eternal life, you have mercy of God, confess your sins just like the old chaplain. Ask God for mercy, let him cleanse you from all unrighteousness, so that you will find help from the throne of grace. Jesus is calling you today. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is calling you to come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus now. He will save you. He will save you. He will set you free. Everybody come. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus now. He will save you, he will bless you, he will set you free. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone who have had your word today. God intervene in their lives and bring salvation to their lives. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except Christ. Lord, help your people to be saved. That court case, we cancel it with the blood of Jesus. We raise it. The blood of Jesus destroyed that court case. In the name of Jesus, who the Son set free, is free indeed. Jesus has set you free from all court cases, police cases, and all court cases and jail terms and prison yards and other things. The council be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Christ has set you free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hey, Rabasaya, Yanduru Buruya. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with life and life abundantly. We receive the life of Christ. Abundant life Jesus gave to us. We receive abundant life. Abundant life Jesus gave to you. Receive abundant life. In the name of Jesus. Christ has given you life. And life more abundantly. You shall live to declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it, share it. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Amen. Thank you all for being with us in this broadcast. God bless you abundantly. Jesus loves you. And we love you too. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Sing hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, amen. Sing hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Everybody sing hallelujah. Everybody sing hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen. Everybody sing hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Sing hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, everybody. Sing hallelujah, amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, amen, amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah, amen, amen. All right, God bless you all. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, God bless you in Jesus' name. Sing
I'm just getting old.
Yes. Thank you, Jordan. I'm officially old.
Letting go of every single dream. I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I'll try to win this war. Confess, my hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my
Thank you.